Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sherry Veronica of Naked Departure Radio, and I had a very interesting conversation with people online about all of the killings that are happening in Barbados. And although people try to avoid the subject of slavery, it's always there, especially when you're talking to intelligent people. There are not many intelligent people in the world, but sometimes you meet people who are searching. They are trying to understand why they do the things they do, why their parents did the things that they did. Some people are actually thinking. And when you start to think, it can actually start you, it can set you back, because where do you go when you figured something out? Where do you go? How dare you be different? You're not allowed to be different in this world. You're supposed to maintain the status quo. So we were having a conversation, and this was, as I said, online, and we were talking about Barbados. Usually it's Barbados. And someone was saying, look at what the school children are doing. They're fighting, and now they're tearing each other's clothes off. Fighting was bad enough, but now the thing is, they're ripping at the clothing and tearing off, and having whoever loses that fight, they can actually be naked by the time the fight is over. And people are wondering, how could it be getting this bad in Barbados? And I think it's because Barbadians, especially the ones who live there, if you can escape, and I call it an escape because it is an escape, you may think you are migrating, but you're actually escaping from the tentacles, from the bondage, from the mind control. It is pernicious. It is something does not end. It is something that just continues on and on from the time you reach the airport. You are in a trap. Whether you feel it, whether you smell it, it is there. I am here to tell you it's there from the time you get on the soil of Barbados. You are in a trap. Now, depending on how long you stay there, that's the determining factor. Your only saving grace is not to overstay your welcome. I think that Barbados is in turmoil because Barbadians refuse to focus on slavery. They are still slaves to the Queen. It has not dawned on them, even though it is tearing them right in the face. The royals are coming to look to see what's happening in Little England, what's happening with the commoners. And they don't see or seem to understand that if a royal of the royal people are sending their delegation to Barbados what's going on, to visit, they don't seem to understand that they're coming to check on the commoners, on the slaves. barbarians need to focus on slavery. What slavery did to them, how it has damaged their minds. You cannot be in slavery for as long as you were. You could not have come from slavery and not be damaged. There may not be a lot that we understand in this life, but you've got to understand that slavery, traumatic events, these things are recorded not only in the books of history, but in who you are as a human being. It's recorded at DNA levels, at whatever levels. Anyone, even the guys that hang on the corners, they know that something is wrong. They see the way they behave. They know that they are clones because they can see that what their moms, what their grandparents, what their great-grandparents did, they know that it's a repeat. It's not a matter of nurture. It's not only that. It's cloning. It's inherited. It's something that happens at a level that you do not see, DNA level. And you are slaves. And you have to understand that you are slaves. And you have to try to understand how slavery has damaged you at the DNA level. Figure out why do pigeons skin out. You know, you've seen people dancing all over the world. All over the world you've seen people doing their traditional dances, but you don't see people skinning out like pigeons, having sex on the street like pigeons, being on boats or being on party yachts, wherever they go, and be committing acts when they know that the videotapes are rolling. They know it's going to go to social media. They know that barbarians cannot keep those secrets. And they are doing things that they know would put them out in a very, very poor light. But they do it. They can't help it. It's a strange thing. But what I'm speaking is true. And barbarians know it's true. And they know it's getting worse. And they know it's getting worse. And they're refusing to look at the damage that slavery did to them. You breed without commitment. You go to register a child, not even knowing the full name of the father. You curse for everything. Everything has a bad word. You betray each other, cheat on each other, lie on each other. And these are your brethren. These are people that look like you. They've been through the same trauma as you did. They came from the same place you did. You're killing each other. You're killing each other. And we are saying in a homogenous type society, coming from a place of trauma, of slavery, of genocide, of betrayals, of torture, mind control, mental experimentation, all sorts of evils. In such a community, other people usually bond together for purpose, to create their own destiny, to create their own little empire. That's what normal people do. But barbarians, you don't do that. You do the opposite. Instead of coming out of slavery, you went right back into slavery. So you must ask yourself, did you just sit him down under a coconut tree and thinking, are you subhuman? It's not rocket science. You have to think about it. Are you subhuman? Are you less than? I believe that Barbadians, resident, the ones that live there, day in, day out, year in, year out, are subhuman. And in many ways, you are incapable of taking care of yourselves. You are literally incapable of taking care of yourself. You'd rather rob, rape, betray, and then you get angry at the person, at the victim, for having a reaction. You don't seem to understand emotions. You'd rather people be emotionless, live like robots. If you rob or rape someone, they should have a reaction. But when Bajans do something to you, they are actually stunned, shocked that someone will have a reaction. So, with you being incapable of saying you're sorry, what does that make you? You'd rather walk around talking about how literate you are, how much better you are than other island people, how you're called Little England, that you're proud to be called Little England when England held you in slavery. You'd rather do all that than to look at slavery, than to look at your educational system. You still do not understand that you're slaves. You'll always be slaves. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. You still have a queen. You still have the queen. And these denials, when you should be upset, when you should be trying to change the system, turn everything over, trying to fix things, you should be upset to the point that you move forward to make things better. But instead of moving forward, you are taking things that you feel and don't know how you should feel and why you're feeling what you're feeling, and you're turning it against each other and destroying each other. You're focusing your anger on yourselves. Your rebellion is misplaced. All the pride, all the schooling you use against each other. You will go to school on the taxpayers' money and come back and rob them. The people who made sure that you got an education, you will come back. Get together in your little club and rob the people who paid for your education. Anything that you want within the court system, you have to have an attorney. Any little thing, you have to have an attorney, and the attorneys will pull it out, make it drawn out for 15 years. 15 years for the smallest matter, and they rape you. You are being raped. And you don't see it. These people think because they've been to a certain high school that they're better than you. They think because they've been to a school that was built by slaves that they're better than you. How could that be? They still have the few slave, house slave mentality in the 21st century. How could that be? How could it be that it still exists, that people think that way? They've been to a certain high, not even a college, they've been to a certain high school, so that makes them better than you. So let's say that you came up poor and didn't have enough food, or you were being abused in a home, and it affected your learning. This held that against you. Yes, some people could be raped at young ages. Some people could be not fed well, and they can focus. What they do is they can create a different personality, or they can be strong in a certain way that they can still continue on, they can still learn. Even in the face of all the abuse, they can still learn. But many, many, many children cannot learn when they're being abused or when they're not being fed. You cannot think properly when you're not being fed. And how do you navigate as a young child within sexual abuse? How do you navigate? So you use something that has happened to a child in 0 to 10 years old against them for the rest of their lives. That's what you do. You're going to use a situation that has happened to a child against them for the rest of their lives. When that child could have excelled later in life. Some children are late bloomers. So you don't look at that. They must. What you are saying is a child must be able to be raped and to be starved and still excel, right? Just like you did because you did it. Everyone else must do it. It's a crazy world. A crazy world. Things outside of children's control should not be used against them. And there should always be programs, and there should always be nets that can soften the blow, soften the fall, soften whatever that child is going through. There should always be programs in place so that child's education can go on if they want to at a later age. But no, you've romanticized everything. You've romanticized everything. So you've been to a certain high school and that makes you better. But there's no romance in slavery. There's no romance in going to a high school built by slaves who are being whipped, who are being tortured. There's no romance in that. And as a slave, you should never be comfortable. You should never be comfortable. And if you're comfortable, you're brainwashed. You're brainwashed. There's that silent civil war, and we all know about it, that goes on in Barbados. That is the truth. It is a silent civil war. Barbadians hate each other. You work against each other. You have no problem fucking each other up. This is known. When I wrote about professional organizations having people in them that were not qualified, there was a whole uproar. Oh, it's a lie. But now that Naked Departure is out there, other people have come out and said there are attorneys in Barbados that are not qualified. We all know that there are people in professional associations in Barbados saying that there's something, and they're not. They're not. And we know that, but Barbados are so proud of the fact that they can be slaves to the queen. You're still slaves to the queen. And you are so proud of it. That within that, you want to say, oh, well, at least we're educated. When you're not. At least we have people who are attorneys. They're not. At least we have architects. Most architects in Barbados are not. Most teachers in Barbados are having sex with the children. Most male teachers. It's like sex slavery. They can pick as they like. They can look to see who has been abused in the home and continue that abuse. There's no holding up. There's no way of escape. We're hearing that doctors now are having sex with their children. They're in the emergency rooms having to repair their sex organs. Sodomy. And these people who are doctors, there's a question about their qualifications too. It's all fraud. So when people say that you should not profit from fraud, people profit from fraud all the time. All the time. There's nothing good going on in Barbados. It looks good. You can go to Barbados and take a photo, and you can have a picture-perfect photo. But there's something bad, there's an infection going on in Barbados that cannot be overlooked. You cannot trust a resident Barbadian. You cannot trust someone who's living in Barbados. They cannot be trusted. You cannot trust a Barbadian, that the ones that are living in Barbados, because of the infection. It's contagious. It's pernicious. It's virulent. And these are the things we talk about. And if you're not talking about your past, if you're not talking about where you came from, if you're not curious about the way you behave, I don't know what to say to you. I don't know what to say about you. There's medical apartheid in Barbados. We don't know what kind of drugs. You should be trying to figure out what kind of drugs are coming there. Is there experimentation? Do they experiment on you with new drugs in Barbados? I'm sure the pharmaceutical companies are there looking to make sure I'm documenting how drugs are working on Barbadians. It has to be. And we know it's happening in Africa. We know that Africans are dying very early. They have very, very short lifespans. These things have to be looked at. Look at the drugs that are being shipped there. You are not right. There's something not right in Barbados. And there are some people who are actually beginning to notice it. I have noticed it. But there are actually now people who are noticing it. So that's what we were talking about today. That's why I got on the radio today, because it was too much on the typing, so I decided to get on radio so I can put this out as a blog, a radio blog. But Barbados needs to be looked at. Barbadian children need to be cared for. Barbadians are going to continue to kill themselves because they don't know what else to do. They have to kill somebody, and they cannot kill the people who they should, so they're going to kill themselves. They're going to continue to kill themselves. How could 4% white people be in control in Barbados? How can you have a white man in Barbados saying, if I pull out, you know, how many families are going to suffer, how much Barbados is going to fall apart if I pull out? How could that be? How could that be? Yes, I'm sure you look at Haiti and see how they suffer because they've fought the white man. And you can look at other parts of the world that suffer because they've fought the system. The places that don't want to have their central bank. So we can see how certain nations suffer. And I can assure you that they are looking at places like Barbados, people who do not fight, and it can seem as though, hey, they have it pretty easy. They have it very, very easy. They're not fighting. They're just going along with everything else that's going along. They have it pretty easy. Maybe we shouldn't fight so hard. Maybe we should accept this aid. Maybe we should accept that. Or maybe we should let the Navy come in and set up a base here. Everyone is looking at everyone. And most places are not strong enough to stand on their own. But if you're not standing on your own, admit that you're not standing on your own. Admit that you're a slave. Admit that you're still in the grip of your old masters. Admit it. Admit it. There's nothing in this day and age that you should hide and then keep on killing each other. Why would you hide, be in denial, and be killing one another? The whole world knows. Everyone knows that people come from everywhere and try to better themselves. Everyone except black people. Everyone except black people. People can move into a black neighborhood and take over. They can set up their stores, set up their beauty salons, set up their clothing, whatever, set up their supermarkets, their fruit stands. Everyone knows that people of different races can come into a black area and take over. But you can't go into Italian area or a German area or a Vietnamese area or other areas, you cannot go into a black person cannot go into any area that's set up and try to take over. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. It has never happened. Everyone comes from different parts of the world to the United States and try to set up their own little empire. Everyone except black people. Black people have regulated themselves to be the bottom feeders, to be slaves. And I am saying that Barbados being the center stage of slavery, you should look at yourself. Anyone who was born in Barbados, anyone who's being born in Barbados, need to look at themselves. Because whatever is happening there is contagious. It's persistent. It's pernicious. You think it's not there, but it's there and it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds. It is not going away. You cannot get rid of it. It's there. And to pretend it's not there, it's not getting you guys anywhere. It's not going to get you guys anywhere. Look and see how the ones that you pay for their education, look and see how they charge you, how they treat you, how they look down at you. Look at these things. Look at the things that you can look at. There may be things that you may think are not within your control. But look at the things that are within your control. Look at how your attorneys treat you. Look at how your doctors treat you. Look at when you leave your doctor's office, how much less money you have, because you know they'll look at you and they'll see dollar bills. They know how much they want to take from you even before you leave. Even before you leave their office, in their minds, they know how much they're going to get from you to build on another piece to their home, to buy a new car, to fix something, to send their kids to college. They already have you sized up. So you need to size them up. You need to size those clubs up. And you need to get smart. If you cannot get rid of the monarchy, you can at least make sure that the people that you educate, when they come back or when they have gone through that educational process, you can actually make sure that they don't come back to screw you. And you should be able to make sure that there's simple things, simple matters, that you should be able to go into the court pro se, that you can be your own attorney for little things, landlord, tenant, you know, little petty things. You should be able to go and write your own little complaint, and you should be able to represent yourself in court with the complaint, with the victim, with the defendant, with the whatever you may call them. You should be able to go into court and fix that within a couple months, not 15 years. Not 15 years. That's not justice. So however you look at it, the slavery in Barbados is worse now than it was when it was full-fledged legal slavery. It's worse now than when it was a legal thing on the books, that you weren't human, that you were slaves, that you had no say. It's worse now than it was then. Because then, you were an expensive product and they tried to keep you alive, to do your work and to breed and whatever. Now that you're supposed to be free, it's even worse. You're hurting yourselves. You're not taking care of yourselves. You're having children on top of children, and cannot support them. You're not marrying. So many broken families, so many broken homes. It's just bad. So when we speak about these things in our groups, it's always good that I hope that someone else would get on the radio or get somewhere else so they can put it out there, what we are thinking, what we are talking about. Barbadians are slaves. Had to have been medical apartheid. There had to have been medical experimentation in Barbados. And there's a subhuman aspect to what Barbadians are. That's it. Thank you. This is Sherry Veronica, Naked Departure Radio.